Good thing you carry around with you, that makes 1970, Electric Lady Studios, Jimmy's pride and joy. This is something that he had built up with his own sweat and blood, with money that he had earned on the road. This was his new home. This is his place where he can go and create and feel free to express himself any way he wanted to.
Here comes Dolly.
I think Dolly Dagger is a wonderful example of where Jimmy was at that particular time. I mean, you can hear the funk of that guitar. That's going to drive the track, because the original guitar track, which is this, is just a scratch, but now we got the meat.
Electric Lady provided us a place where we could, it was our laboratory. It was a place where we could go in and experiment.
Interestingly enough, what we're doing, he's using his original lead guitar that was cut as the basic track. That's the new, that is the lead guitar. He never replaced that. However, he did add extras. A super clean one, which goes along with...
There was thought of implementing or going in certain other musical directions, which made a lot of sense.
Get along, get along, get along.
And in true 70s fashion.
Heavy mama.
Heavy mama, get it on, get it on.
Get along, get along. Dolly.
But what a great blend of vocals. Jimmy sits perfectly in there. He knows exactly where to put his voice, what pitch, where it should sit with in relation to the Ghetto Fighters. Masterful.
We went in and we were free to create and create to our utmost.
And the great Steve Winwood quote from Billy. So solid, so reliable. He's Jimmy's anchor. This man is just fantastic.
When Billy came into the band, properly, if there's such a thing, as a three-piece unit, it gave me a lot more freedom. And I just started to feel incredibly happy.
I think it's a very cool balance of power between Mitch's newfound funkiness, if you will, integrated with his jazz feel, and Billy's solidness down below, keeping it all tied together. And the fact that they communicated very, very well, the three of them.
She's satisfied till she gets what she's after.
I think Dolly Dagger is a great example of Jimmy's new sound. And I think he was very excited about playing this live.
And some of the new songs, yeah, we just played them, say, the one time, or just had the rough ideas of them in the studio. And it was using the stage to actually build them up and try them. And it felt good for that.
Look out! Here comes Dolly.
Superman tried to shoot his dust on the sun. Captain Comic kids that dead on the run.
Oh, winds of love to the Avatar Dolly Brown. Better get some highway and clear out of town. Here comes Dolly Dagger. Her love so heavy gonna make you stagger. Dolly Dagger. She ain't satisfied till she gets what she's after. She drinks the blood from a jagged edge. You better watch out, baby, here comes your master.
And don't have to worry about my children, because this is a hard world. Don't nobody give you nothing. You have to work for it. Right?
Right.
So I'm blessed to be able to beat up everybody. So I want to beat up everybody until I can't beat them no more. If I can go 10 more years, I'm going to keep on doing it.
Good. Most of your poems, like the one you spoke a few moments ago, are funny. But you've written one about your own people, I think at the time of the Attica prison riot. It's a serious poem. You have certainly very serious moments, as you've shown us tonight. Could you, before we go, just say that poem for us?
Oh, this poem explains the Attica prison. You heard that over here when all the black prisoners were shot, and just before they held some white hostages, and they said they would cut the throats if they didn't get what they wanted. And the word was, well, if the throats are cut, then shoot and kill everybody. They found out during the autopsy that the throats were not cut, they just shot them for nothing. The trigger-happy policeman, and that Rockefeller gave word 10 minutes or so, if they don't give up, I think it's the way it went, open fire. And one black prisoner came out to speak to the warden, and he said, you have 10 minutes to surrender. What's your reply? Are we going to come in shooting? And the black prisoner came out, poetic poem. This didn't happen, but this is what I wrote. He said, better far from all I see, to die fighting to be free, what more fitting end could be? Better surely than in some bed where in broken health I'm led, lingering until I'm dead. Better than with prayers and pleas are in the clutch of some disease, wasting slowly by degrees. Better than of heart attack are some dose of drug I lack. Let me die by being black. Better far that I should go, standing here against the foe. Is there sweeter death to know? Better than the bloody stain on some highway where I'm lain, torn by flying glass and pain. Better call in death to come than to die another dumb, muted victim in the slum. Better than of this prison rot, if there's any choice I've got, kill me here on the spot. Better far my fight to wage now while my blood boils with rage, lest it cool with ancient age. Better violent for us to die than to Uncle Tom and try, making peace just to live a lie. Better now that I say my sooth, I'm gonna die demanding truth while I'm still akin to youth. Better now than later on, now that fear of death is gone, never mind another darn. They opened fire on them, but they died telling it like it was.
You have understood the riddles of the ages. Yes, and you have understood the universal mind. You have placed your footprints on the everlasting sands of time. Yeah, so tell me why can't you understand that there ain't no such thing as a Superman? There ain't no such thing as a Superman. You was on the Nile, you went to see great Egypt fall. Yes, and you was out there on the corner when being cool went blind. Are you alone? Understand that if we're gonna win, we've got to get together, stay together, be together, stick together. So tell me why can't you understand? And there ain't no such thing as Superman. And there ain't no such thing as Superman. Make it what it need to be, want to be, will be.
tell again. So, them tell we say, Christopher Columbus discovered Jamaica and this part of the world. Well, most people know I say, not no go so. We agree with that. But we really understand how is it that a one guy come clear across us all and decide, say, him is the founder of so much islands when he was nothing in Europe. And Europe was almost like a, what they would call a backward place before the Moors enter into Granada in Spain. It wasn't really any high quality life. Christopher Columbus born in a place named Genoa in Italy. And he was a sailor upon the ship them from Portugal. And we must remember that the Portuguese is one of the first European countries to enslave African people. Don't forget that. The Portuguese were the first European country to enslave, well, and I said the first, one of the first to really enslave Africans. And Christopher Columbus was on those ships that used to venture into Europe, into Africa. Christopher Columbus. When Christopher Columbus got to Spain, King Ferdinand and Queen Isabella. Why we are telling this story is because something happened that we miss in the history when we talk about 1492. Because that is really what them give it. 1492, Christopher Columbus come across us all and really create havoc amongst the indigenous people. And when them tell you, say, the Arawaks or the Tainos were the first people to inhabit here. But Africans was here too. Africans was here too. Africans was here thousands of years before Christopher Columbus come here. So, in the Americas, as they would call it. Africans ventured into these parts of the world thousands of years. Anyway, the man named Christopher Columbus wanted to go to India. India he wanted to go. And he needed some ship, but he couldn't get the ship them. So he got to King Ferdinand, Queen Isabella, to get the ship them, for venture. And he get three ships, but he couldn't get nobody to come with him. Because the Europeans thought that if you go too far out in the sea, you'd fall off. Because you have some people that know what talk about the world flat, the earth flat, and all them foolishness there. But him thought, and the people them in Europe thought, that the further you go to the horizon, it's far, you're going to fire off, you're going to see some beasts and all these things. Well, Christopher say he want to take the chance. Because he say he can't travel west to go east, not knowing that what goes around come around. And it's really India and the venture out to go, but he must travel in the other way. So Christopher Columbus got into the prisons in Spain and take out the murderers and the thieves and the pedophiles and all these people and promise them land if they would go with him. Well, if you promise me gold and freedom from the jail, me take the chance. So a whole heap of people take the chance and go with him and the tree ship them. But what them don't tell you that there were Moors on the ship. There were African people on the ship. The chief navigators on these ships was Moors because them know about navigation. They developed navigation years ago, long time, them developed navigation. Well, Christopher Columbus venture out, and somehow him lose point, him lose direction, and him end up in this part of the world. But the reason why we are telling this story is not the Columbus voyage we are talking about. It's 1492. What was taking place in Europe in 1492? There's a thing named the Inquisition. A lot of you might not know what is the Inquisition. The Inquisition is when the king and queen of Spain decides that anybody that is not with the papacy, with Pope, is heretics, so they should be burned to death. crucified or hanged. So there was an actual spy thing going on for anybody where them feel, say, was part of this conspiracy against Christendom, because Europe is just the idea them call it Europe, the name Christendom. But guess what now? It was really against the Moors and the Jews, because the Moors and the Jews never accept the papacy. So these inquisitions was against the Jews and against the Moors, the Muslims, as we would call them. So in 1492, them start this inquisition. The inquisition is people, is a system where them call the inquisitors. You know what you don't say? You're inquisitive. You're inquisitive means they set people to watch you, to see what you was doing. For instance, you know what the nation of is the nation of people who call themselves Muslims. Them pray 5 times a day. And if a man next door look over and see you pray 5 times a day, I'm going to say, yes, see there? He's not a part of the paper. Say, you're not, you're fighting against Rome. So they would inquire, call the inquisitor, and he would inquire if you are part of this thing. And this would lead to your prosecution and death. So this was something that was taking place right over Europe, where anyone that was found with a different religious perspective would be put to death by the authorities that call themselves the inquisitors or the inquisition set up there to deal with these situations. So what they wanted to do was to run out all the Africans them out of Spain. And then the inquisition continue further into Europe. So you have other inquisitors and inquisition develop to the point where now there was a lot of burning of people. Imagine that. They were burning people at the stake because they found out that you was not part of the Roman Catholic Empire. And not only that, we went in Holland. There is a torture museum. And if you see the torture, the things them that them usually do. And the weirdest thing about it, you know, is that them do this. They ask you if you are with the Pope. And them torture you to the point where you have to say you is with the Pope. And then them kill you. Because them say them will have to torture you too much for your sake. The Inquisitors, the Inquisition, and why you remember that? The Inquisition, a time in Europe when African people was hunted because of them religious perspective. And up to this day, we see that taking place, not at Panda level there, but we see the church, the Roman Catholic Church, even in Canada the other day, they found 200 odd graves of young children who were supposed to be culturally brainwashed into believing in Jesus Christ to give up their indigenous culture. That is what they took the children them away for. They took them away from the nation and put them in some places where they could brainwash the people them into their religious perspective. And now we find that it is coming out more and more and more and more. And they will keep finding these things because this is something that Europe has continuously done. Make you feel, say, what they are doing is the right and proper thing. And hide the atrocities that they do, not only to other people, but to themselves. Because World War I and World War II was fought not as a world war, as Europe, as the tribes of Europe fighting against the tribes of Europe. It was nothing else. We never involved in a world war. Just like how them said the World Series. It's only America involved in the World Series. Nobody else, nothing there. I'm pretty sure presumptuous them is. Them farm a game named the World Series, and it's only America involved in it. Out. Yeah, this is Muta Baruka. I want to introduce you to a different style of programming from the media. We call it Ras Internet That Today. I want you to log on to it because you'll be pleasantly surprised. Ras Internet That Today provides you with all different perspectives, knowledge, psychology, philosophy, history, social things, religion, things. So we want you to tune into it.
Ross, R-A-S-S-S, internet.today. Irie.
Well, let me hear you say, Mountain,
baby, I've changed my mind. Oh, no, baby, I've changed my mind.
Yeah. so you don't have to feel downhearted. Rise and let your love light shine. Yeah. Always rise above disappointments and just keep on trudging on. Lonely streets we tread together, singing songs of joy and praises, holding precious meditation, praising Jack with all my heart. So I sing glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name. Glory, glory to the Master. Come on, help me shout His name. Though we face great tribulations, we know we sure ain't giving up. As our leader, there ain't no battle we can't win. So I say glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name. Glory, glory to the Master. Come on, help me shout. Feel downhearted. Rise and let your love light shine. Always rise above disappointments and just keep on trudging on. Cause lonely streets we tread together, singing songs of joy and praise, holding precious meditation, praising Jah with all my heart. So I say glory, glory to the Father. Come on, let us praise His name.
This is One to One on WRCT Pittsburgh.
That's what you do for the blues.
Shoot!